Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for July the 20th, 2009. We'll begin our session with an invocation led by Commissioner Domain, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Senegal. Will you stand?
If I may, the wife of our Precinct 7 Constable, Jeff Greenway, was in an accident Friday. She's now undergoing a very serious surgery, so we offer our invocation. Would you please keep Sue Greenway in your prayers? Our Heavenly Father, we pause before you to adore you. We thank you for your great gift of grace offered through your Son, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you lead us and guide us so that things we think and say and do will be pleasing in your sight for the betterment of our community. Lord, as we enjoy this gift of freedom and a democracy, would you wrap your grace, your understanding, and your strength around the men and women around the world who are representing us in our armed forces, and those diplomats and other people who are seeking the true path of peace around the world. Amen.
Amen.
Please say the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Take up purchasing. Item A, consider authorizing the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, the cities of Nederland, Port Neches, and Grove for cooperative purchasing of road building materials. Item B, approve specs for IFB for term contract paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County. Item C, execute, receive, and file the agreements with AT&T for Nortel CS1000 phone system in accordance with the State of Texas DIR contract in the amount of $312,637.94. Item D, consider and possibly approve amendment to term contract RFP for cafe services for Jefferson County with Maggie's Homestyle Cafe to include Articles 13, use of cafeteria facilities during mandatory evacuations. Item E, execute, receive, and file amendment to term contract with cafe services with Maggie's Homestyle Cafe to include these articles in the regarding evacuation. And by way of addendum, item F, consider and possibly approve change order number one, which is an increase of $3,090.27 for job order contract with Centerline Construction Service Inc. for the remodeling of the Mid-County building to furnish and install one treated utility pole, remove telecommunication cables from existing tires, reattach cable to gutter system, and install guy wires from poles. This brings the total contract to $179,476.12. This is in accordance with the interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education. Item G, execute, receive, and file change order number one with regard to this job order contract with Centerline. Item H, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code 263.152A, friend, to Horns Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for August 1st, 2009 at 9 a.m. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion? Second? Second. All right, we have a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, I recommend we table the consideration of the burn ban and leave it in effect. Item B, consider approving amendment to the Jefferson County Hazard Mitigation Action Plan to include the city of Taylor Landing as a participant. Item C, consider reallocation of $350,000 in the Texas Disaster Relief Fund. Item D, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Jimmy Grimes and Walter Lucas as commissioners to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners for a one-year term. Item E, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and StatCare EMS and Acadian Ambulance Service for the provision of ambulance service during declared disasters. Item F, consider and possibly retain $10 road and bridge fee for calendar year 2010. Okay. Yep.
I think what we had discussed was we have a grant that'll take care of the generators here at the courthouse, but there are approximately 12 to 15 other critical county facilities that would include mid-county locations and other locations throughout the county, unless you're wanting to use that for the matching funds for the grant that we received for generators.
Change my second on that because I didn't have enough information. I was under the impression that we were going to have to get two more generators here at the courthouse. And they originally thought was $500K.
I think that we will still have, because the generator prices we first thought were going to be much higher. We've talked to several different companies where we've looked at the cost of a 1.25 meg generator is around $500,000 fully self-contained with an enclosure. And I think that if you would like to use the $350 as the county's cash match on that, that would be a wise decision.
Okay. Well, will that fit in when we go on, Patrick and Madam Purchaser?
I'd love it to be the cash match. That frees up some capital project funds that we've set aside.
Okay.
Because we've looked at two avenues for funding those county generators. One's been the Hazard 404. The other's been the Port Security Grant. We've been in contact for the Port Security Grant to try to get the funds released. We know the project's approved. It's getting through a few more hoops to get the funds released so we can go with buying it. Now, I've talked with Greg on, and I know he's visited with purchasing on getting an increased size to the generator. And I think we can still do it within that cost and maybe even lower because our original projection was 1.35 for the courthouse generators.
Correct, but that also included ceiling of the basement, a couple other things, but that whole amount of money could be used for the generators. But as Commissioner Alford said, I think the $350 would be wisely spent as the county's cash match on that project.
Then I'll change my motion to reallocate the $350,000 to cash match for the Homeland Security Grant to allow us to purchase emergency generators for the courthouse.
And we can do that?
Yes, sir.
Real quick. So where does that put us in? I know the generator we were planning on putting in the sub courthouse was too big. So where does that put us in that, my own mind clarification?
Yes, sir. Those were originally specced out to we thought were going to run about $75,000 apiece, fully installed, but we were able to have another meeting last, or a week before last, with one of our disaster electricians. We called a company that provides generators all over the country. They're up in Colorado. Commissioner Alford, because it was last minute, wasn't able to make it. Commissioner Arnold was there, and a 100K generator, which is close in the range to what you would need at the sub-courthouse, brand new, would be about $30,000. So when you had the switch gear and installation, we should be able to do that size project somewhere around $45,000. So on these same funds, the governor's disaster funds, the $800,000, we should be able to do all of the tier one generators determined on that list with the amount of money left over, excluding the $350,000 for the cash match here at the courthouse.
That's great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Commissioner Senegal, we do have a follow-up meeting for the emergency power group next Monday at 10 a.m. here in the courtroom. So we'll be making some further recommendations on establishing those other necessary generators.
Okay, any further discussion on the items under county commissioners? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County auditor, item A, budget transfer for purchasing in the amount of $1,000. Item B, budget amendment for printing, additional cost, $15,000. Item C, a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 in the amount of $3,000 for additional cost. Budget transfer, Justice Court Precinct 7 for additional extra help, $2,735. Item E, budget amendment for the Port Arthur maintenance for additional cost of $5,000. Item F, budget transfer for dispute resolution for a chair and scanner in the amount of $529. Item G, budget amendment for the 136th District Court for additional books in the amount of $2,500. Item H, budget amendment for County Court at Law Number 2 for additional indigent defense, that's $20,000. Item I, budget transfer in the 317th District Court for additional indigent defense in the amount of $36,000. Item J, a budget transfer for Road and Bridge 4 for additional cost, $900. Item K, regular county bills, check number 318904 through check number 319173. Is there a motion on these? Have a motion. Do we have a second? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It is unanimous. Okay, county engineering. Item A, consider authorizing Smith Corp Real Estate Services to proceed with an offer to purchase property from William T. Condo Edux for LaBelle Road right-of-way in the amount of $9,000. This project is located in Precinct 4. Item B, consider authorizing Smith Corp Real Estate a service to proceed with an offer to purchase property from South Beaumont Farms, Inc. for LaBelle Road right-of-way in the amount of $3,000. That property is located in Precinct 4. Item C, consider authorizing Smith Corp Real Estate Service to proceed with an offer to purchase property from Brenda S. Zock for LaBelle Road right-of-way in the amount of $12,000. Property is in Precinct 4. Item D, authorizing, consider authorizing Smith Corp Real Estate Service to proceed with an offer to purchase property from Judd P. Adams for LaBelle Road right-of-way in the amount of $20,000. Property is located in Precinct 4. Item E, consider authorizing Smith Corp Realty Services to proceed with an offer to purchase property from J. Adams LLC for LaBelle Road right-of-way in the amount of $135,000. Property is located in Precinct 4. And finally, item F, consider authorizing Smith Core Real Estate Service to proceed with an offer to purchase property from Linda Zock Neff for LaBelle Road right-of-way in the amount of $73,000. Property is located in Precinct 4. Is there a motion on these items?
So moved, Judge.
Have a motion. Do we have a second? Do we have discussion?
Yes, Judge. I want to kind of update the court on this, and I want to thank Mr. Sam Smith and his company for working with us. This is a project we've been working on with engineer since I've come on the court to try to get this property, this right-of-way purchase, so we can be what they call shovel-ready for a project, and that would be to widen LaBelle Road, which, because of the importance to the evacuation and the growth of our western part of Jefferson County, it is a very, very worthy project, and TxDOT have been looking at it. So I want to thank the engineering department, Mr. Smith, for all the work you have done on that, and hope that we can get this accomplished.
Okay. Did we vote?
No, sir.
Oh, we didn't vote. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it unanimous. Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly approve an application for grant funds by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department Auto Task Theft Tax Force for fiscal year 2009, and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement for the same. Matching funds from the county will be required in the amount of $14,929. Is there a motion on that? Sir?
I move.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. And if there's nothing further, that concludes our agenda. And thank you very much for coming.